The Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, or the FARC, have been fighting the government there for four decades. Nowadays, the strength of the guerrillas is a far cry from what it was 8 years ago. The FARC has been pushed back into remote areas of Colombia. Still, the group maintains a strong presence in some areas, especially near the borders of Venezuela and Ecuador. And the FARC has one fighter who traveled all the way from the Netherlands to join the struggle. Correspondent John Otis sent us this profile of an unlikely rebel.
Needs
warriors to speak English.
English, very good.
That's Tanya Neymeyer teaching English to a group of Colombian guerrillas. Neymeyer goes by the nom de guerre Alexandra. She's the only European known to have joined the FARC, Colombia's largest guerrilla army.
It's very amazing that a girl, out of free will, with an academic background, with all options of life, and then she chooses to join the most cruel and all the guerrilla movement of the world.
Lidwine Sumpole, a Dutch activist who works with demobilized Colombian guerrillas, has written a book about Neymeyer. She says Neymeyer traveled to Colombia in 1999 and was appalled by the huge gap between rich and poor. She got a job teaching English in the city of Pereira, but spent much of her time making contacts with FARC guerrillas.
That's the classroom we used to use when Tanya was here.
In Closer to Tanya, a documentary that premiered in Amsterdam last month, fellow teachers in Pereira said they had no clue about Neymeyer's radical side. By 2002, Neymeyer was accepted into the FARC's urban militia in Bogota. The Colombian military says she took part in several fatal bombings there. She later joined a FARC unit in the jungle. Dutch journalist Edwin Koopman says she was a prized recruit.
She's very useful for them because she speaks languages. I mean, she speaks English, she speaks some German, she might speak some French like we all do in the Netherlands. So this has been useful in translating messages from commanders.
In 2003, Neymeyer was filmed putting her language skills to use. In this clip, she informs three U.S. military contractors who were held hostage for 5 years by the FARC that rebel commanders were accusing them of spying.
A few moments ago, did you CIA agents?
Neymeyer eventually became homesick. In a rare break with protocol, the FARC allowed her mother, Hani Neymeyer, to visit her at a guerrilla outpost in 2005. Hani urged her daughter to come home, but Tanya refused. In a video made by her mother, Tanya sent greetings to the rest of her family. As the FARC's fortunes began to plummet, Colombian troops found Neymeyer's diary in an abandoned rebel camp in 2007. It was a major propaganda victory for the army. Neymeyer writes of boredom, sexual promiscuity among the guerrillas, and the selfishness of her macho FARC commanders. How will it be when we take power, she asks in one entry, with the wives of the commanders in Ferraris, with breast implants, eating caviar? In another passage she writes, this might be worth it if one knew what we're fighting for, but the truth is, I no longer believe in this. Rebel commanders were reportedly furious about Neymeyer's unflattering portrayal. But according to Colombian military intelligence, she was forgiven and now serves as bodyguard for Jorge Briseño, one of the most wanted FARC leaders. Hani Neymeyer returned to Colombia earlier this year to search for her daughter. This time the FARC wanted nothing to do with her, so Hani broadcast a message to Tanya over Armed Forces Radio, urging her to come home.
Ooit heb ik tegen je gezegd dat je een moeder hebt die de hele wereld op de kop zou zetten om jou te vinden.
It's unclear whether Neymeyer actually wants to leave the FARC, but it would be a huge risk because the FARC executes deserters. If she did, though, she might not get the warmest welcome back home. Journalist Koopman says there's little sympathy in the Netherlands for the Dutch guerrilla.
The general opinion about her is that she's been stupid to go there and put herself in a situation she cannot come out from.
For The World, I'm John Otis in Bogota.